If you're looking at all, it's hard to miss the bald eagles here. The majestic birds glide overhead or silently perch on a waterfront tree. Their nests, made of branches, fill the treetops, sometimes 10 feet across, close to the lakes of northern Minnesota's Voyageurs National Park. 20 years ago, you might have been hard-pressed to spot America's national symbol. Park biologist Lee Grimm says it was obvious that eagles were struggling.
We saw how some of these birds were ill and sick, and they had avian pox and things. Something was keeping them from being healthy.
An eagle found here in 1989 had the highest blood concentration ever found of contaminants like the chemical PCB.
So we wanted to know, why is that up here in northern Minnesota in the middle of a beautiful, you know, almost wilderness area?
It's still a mystery how industrial chemicals like PCBs get here, but we do know what's hurt the bald eagles in the past. The insecticide DDT made bird eggs fragile, more likely to break under an eagle's weight than hatch. And Grimm says DDT was all over the place. It was sprayed on the region's forests to kill insects like the spruce budworm.
DDT is pretty much everywhere. It has been, you know. That's a pretty long-lived chemical.
With eagles at the top of the food chain, chemicals like DDT accumulate in the eagles' bodies. Sick eagles can indicate a poisoned environment. To test the environment, you test the eagles. A naturalist is scaling 90 feet up one of the park's white pine trees to the huge nest at the top. The parent eagles circle overhead, noisily upset. There's a pair of hatchlings, fuzzy, beaky, and surprisingly big 8-week-old bald eagles. They have bright yellow feet with shiny black and what will become very dangerous talons. Soon, one squirming in an orange bag and lowered into the hands of graduate students Faith Wiley and Katie Parmentier.
Look at that mouth, waiting for you.
Really?
I opened the hole and he's like, sitting there like that.
Just waiting for you, Faith.
Like, oh, ooh, I will get you.
In minutes, the young females back up, short a few feathers for mercury testing and a little blood for other chemical tests. There's a pair of metal bands riveted around her ankles. Bill Bowerman is an environmental toxicologist from Clemson University. His testing proves that chemicals like DDT and PCBs are slowly going away. But chemicals were only part of the problems for bald eagles. Man was another problem. It took decades to get people to stop shooting eagles or to catch them accidentally in beaver traps. But it's better now.
It's evident when I go out to landowners that have eagle nests on their property that they know how to manage their eagles, how to keep people away, and how to protect that eagle during that critical nesting period.
It's believed there were once 500,000 bald eagles in North America. As people spread, by the 1950s, bald eagles nearly vanished. In the lower 48 states, the last few hung on in places like the Great Lakes. In Voyageurs Park, bald eagle numbers have jumped from 7 nesting pairs in 1973 to 28 pairs today. There are more than 7,000 breeding pairs nationwide. But there are always new threats. One of the nation's first victims to West Nile disease were the bald eagles in New York area zoos. Barman says several pair are missing now in Michigan. And there are always new chemicals. Traces of polybrominated flame retardants are doubling in the Great Lakes Basin every 3 to 5 years. Barman says the chemical industry needs strict monitoring.
As long as we maintain our vigilance about the environmental toxicants that are being created each year, we should be having the eagles protected.
Bowerman supports delisting, but doesn't want the birds in the predicament they were 20 years ago. An official announcement of the bald eagles' delisting is expected later this year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bob Kelleher.